spreads, after understanding the various kinds of the exchange rates quoted by the bankers to his customer and interbank rates, like term rate, spot rate, or maybe it is a immediate, it is ready or cash rate. After this rate, there was a mention about the forward rates. And forward rates is anything beyond the spot rate is a forward rate. And this is rate which is used for the hedging or for taking a call on in volatile market to save the losses by the people or by the importer or exporters. Our intention in this chapter is to go a little bit deep into these forward rates because it is highly volatile, highly interesting, and highly important chapter after the exchange rate, because that is why the specific chapter on forward rates is created here for your better understanding. Our objective is simple. The concept of forward rate, you are all aware, identify the factors influencing the forward rate determination and distinguishing between the premium, discount and par forward rates, calculate the forward differentiation and outright forward rates. Understanding arbitrage opportunity as well as interpret the forward rates quotations and practical scenario and apply the concept of the value date in forward contract and evaluate the real world application of the forward rates. Considering this objective of this chapter, our presentation will be revolving around the points such as arbitrage, calculation of forward differential, premium discount, factors influencing the premium and discount, discussion, then forward rate quotation and forward cross rates. Simultaneously, outright forward rates are also we are discussing, quoting the bank's forward quotation, illustration, as well as the spot and forward sales we are going to discuss. So, after this discussion will definitely helps the business and investor to hedge against the currency risk by locking the exchange rates today for the future transactions. So, the forward rates are the rates which is agreed upon the rate for exchanging the two currencies at future rate and beyond future rate and beyond and the standard two working days, beyond two standard working days. If the forward rate is higher than the spot rate, the currency is at the premium. Simple principles. And if it is lower, it is at discount. The forward rate is derived based on the spot rate. So spot rate is a key rate. Everything revolves around the spot rate. So the forward rate is derived on the basis of spot rate. So interest rate differential between the two currencies for the given time period. Example, if the spot rate is USD Swiss franc, USD to Swiss franc is spot USD 1 is equal to Swiss franc 1.4530. This is a hypothetical example, right? 3 months forward, what would be the rate? 3 months forward, what will be the rate? Rate would be USD 1 is equal to Swiss franc 1.4730. 4730. How? The difference 0.0200 or 200 points represents the forward premium. The difference between two is called as a forward premium or forward points. The 200 points is a forward premium. Now, the key determinant of forward rates. One is a demand and supply. Demand and supply of currency also helps in determining the forward rates. Then, interest rate differential. Higher interest rate in one country as compared to the another encourages the forward discount or premium based on the arbitrage pricing. market expectation is also another point in determining the forward rate. Now, arbitrage. Now, what is this arbitrage means? We have seen arbitrage is nothing but the foreign exchange, that is the practice in foreign exchange, the practice of taking the advantage of the price differential between the market and instrument to earn the risk-free profit. To earn risk-free profit is called as a arbitrage. In forward exchange market, arbitrage typically arises due to discrepancy between the forward rate and interest rate difference. One common form of covered interest arbitrage, when an investor exploits the difference in the interest rate between two countries while simultaneously using the forward contract also to eliminate the exchange rate risk. Example. From this example, you can understand that. Suppose the spot exchange rate is sterling 1 is equal to USD 1.5. Right? Interest rate in UK, it is 5% per annum. And in US, it is 9% per annum. Now, I am an investor. An investor can borrow. Investor can borrow sterling 100 at 5% interest in UK. Interest rate is 5%. He can borrow 5% interest, 100 sterling in UK. And he can convert 100 sterling to US dollar 150 at the spot rate, where he will invest US dollar 150 in US dollar at the US rate, at the rate 9%, because 9% rate of interest is there. To get 9%, so to get, he will get USD 163.50 at the end of the year. At the end of the year. Here, enter the forward contract to convert 163.50 back to pound, because he borrowed 100 sterling, right? So back to pound at the end of the year. And that is why he is booking forward for 1 year. So to prevent the arbitrage, the forward exchange rate must be adjusted to reflect the interest rate differential. If this parity does not hold, arbitrage opportunity exists. The traders will exploit these until the supply of demand realign the forward rate and restore the interest rate parity. Restore interest rate parity, that is differentiation in rate of interest. Now, calculation of forward differentiation. The forward differentials, or which is also called as a swap points, is calculated by using the formula how the forward difference is calculated. Let us assume spot exchange rate is 1.60. Interest rate differential is a 5% per annum. Forward period is a 60 days. And number of days in a year are 360. Now, the differential, which is also known as the swap rate, and which is calculated like spot rate into interest rate differential into forward period divided by 100 into number of days in a year. It means 1.60 is a spot rate. Interest rate differential is 5% into number of days is a 60 divided by 100 into number of days in a year, 360, which works out to 0.0133. Now, the forward rate can be arrived by adjusting the spot rate, with the forward differentiation. So interest rate differentiation can be calculated by interpolating the interest rate difference here. Forward points into number of days in the year into 100 divided by spot rate into forward period. So the forward rate differential is equal to spot rate is equal to forward rate. Either of this equation you can very well use it. Now premium and discount. Currencies in the forward market can be. Currency in the forward market can be at par, at premium, or at discount. At par currency means forward rate is equal to spot rate. Okay, there is no change. At premium means forward rate is more than the spot rate. Forward rate is more than spot rate, then it is called rate is a premium, forward premium. And at discount means forward rate is less than spot rate. For example, spot USD euro. Spot USD euro is equal to 1.8510. Forward 2 months is equal to 1.8010. The euro is at the discount. Euro is at discount of 5 cents. Discount at 5 cents if you look at the two rates, right? The premium discount, premium or discount reflect interest rate differential and currency expectation. When a forward rate is quoted at par, when forward rate is quoted at par in relation to the spot rate of the currency, it implies that the value of the currency is same both for spot and for the forward bills. And if the forward currency is quoted in variable units of the domestic currency, that is direct rates, the buyer will have to pay more in terms of domestic currency for the fixed unit of the foreign currency. And when the forward rate of the currency is cheaper and lower than the spot rate, it is said to be at discount. This implies that buyer will receive more units of the foreign currency against the fixed amount of local currency. In other words, if you can say, if the spot pound dollar rate is $1.7855 and the 2 months forward dollar is quoted at the discount of 3 cents. It would mean that for sterling 1, the buyer would receive $1.8155, that is 3 cents more than the spot rate, right? If the quotation is expressed in variable units and the domestic currency, it means that for the fixed unit of the foreign currency, the buyer will have to pay less than spot rate. Now, what are the factors that influencing the premium discount? There are various factors, out of which one is the interest rate differential. This is the most significant factor, and according to the principle of the interest rate parity, if the foreign interest rate is higher than the domestic rate, the foreign currency trades at discount. And if the domestic interest rate is higher, the foreign currency trades are at premium. This is the adjustment ensures that there is no arbitrage opportunity between the interest-bearing and interest-bearing instrument across the country. Now, demand. Second reason is the demand and supply of forward currency. Market forces, demand and supply also influences the forward rates. If the demand exceeds the supply for the foreign currency, the forward market, it tends to be at premium. And if the supply exceeds the demand, the currency is likely to be at discount. This is especially true in emerging market where the capital flow can be volatile. Third reason is expectation of the currency movement. Traders expect the stock movement in the currency market regarding the future spot rates, and driven by the economic forecast, political stability, and inflation outlook and the central bank policy. There are three factors often interacted. One is the interest rate. Second is demand and supply mismatch and currency outlook. Okay, these are the three factors. Forward rate reflects the balance among them, and the significant imbalances can lead to the arbitrage unit until the equilibrium is recorded. Under interest rate, it drives the cost of the carry. If the foreign rate is more than the domestic rate, the foreign currency trades at discount. Higher the demand for the currency, it pushes the forward premium under demand and supply mismatch. And under currency outlook, if the currency expected to appreciate, it will trade at the premium and vice versa. Now the discussion. Often, some currencies are quoted at the premium. Some currencies are quoted at premium to another currency. The reason for currency being quoted at the premium or discount is the perception of the market on demand and supply of the currency and price for currency at that point of time. So interest too plays a very important role in forward rate currency. Essentially, the difference between the forward rate and the spot rate, which is known as the forward differentiation, is premium or discount at which the currency is quoted. Let us assume spot interbank rate is US dollar 1 is equal to 70.90 rupees and 3 months rate is USD 1 is equal to 71.40. This means that if one wish to buy USD 3 months forward, one will have to pay 0.50 rupees more per dollar the USD. The USD is therefore at premium over the rupee. This will also calculate as per percentage of the stay as the premium is 4.5. In the case of the direct quotation, premiums are always added to both buying and selling. On the other hand, if the spot interbank rate is 1.01 USD, 1 is equal to rupees 70.90, the 3 months rate is USD, 1 is equal to 70.40 less. Okay. If USD 1 is cheaper, if one buys the 3 months forward than the today, the USD is therefore quoting at the discount against the rupee. And it is noted that the direct quotation, under the direct quotation, the discount is always deducted from both buying and selling rate. Now, here you can see the table little bit, if you end up very good to understand. See, forward rate at 2, matlab premium on left side, discount at other. When the forward rate is at premium under the spot rate, forward rate dearer than the spot rate. Okay, then when it is a forward rate is a discount, then in that case, over the spot rate, forward rate is cheaper than the spot rate. And the factors that are responsible for premium consist of excess demand for forward currency, higher rate is for interest in home, interest rate in home, interest in home center, and likely appropriation of the spot rate. And when the factors responsible for the discount, first factor is excess supply of forward currency, higher rate of interest in foreign center, and likely depreciation in spot rate. It is a summary of whatever we have discussed for the forward contract. Right. Now, forward rate quotation. Forward exchange rates are not quoted as an absolute rate in the interbank market. Instead, they are expressed in different, known as forward points, over under the spot rate. These forward points represents their premium or discount and are added or subtracted from the spot rate depending upon whether the currency is expected to strengthen or weaken. Two-way quotes. Bankers generally quote two-way. Okay? Generally quote two-way. The bid rate and offer rate. The rate at which the bank buys the foreign currency is a bid rate, and the rate at which the bank sells the foreign currency is called as an ask rate or offer rate. For example, spot rate USD 1 is equal to 70.85, which is called as a bid rate, and 70.95, which is called as an offer rate. If you see the difference, bid is lower, high, and offer is higher. It means in forward point quotation, instead of quoting forward rates, directly the bank provides the forward premium or discount as a differentiator. If the period is 1 month, 2 months, and 3 months, and forward point bid and offer is 17, 20, 32, 40, and 44, 52 for the respective months, then to arrive at the outright forward rate, the points are added to the spot rate when the currency is at premium, and it is deducted when the currency is at discount. For instance, 3 months forward rate, we have seen bid is 70.85 plus 0.44 is equal to 71.29, and offer 70.95 plus 0.52 is equal to 70.47. The USD is thus trading at premium. When the forward points are declining in order, for example, the forward differentiation are 17, 15, 32, 26, and 44, 38. These are the discounts. So, in such cases, the forward points are subtracted from the spot rate. For 1 month, 70.85 minus 0.17 is equal to 70.68. And offer calculation will be 70.95 minus 0.50 minus 0.5 is equal to 70.80. Okay, offer calculation. Bid calculation. Similar manner for 2 months and 3 months, it is calculated. So premium discount or par summary. Premium or discount par summary. In case of direct quotation, if forward rate is more than the spot rate, the currency is at premium. If forward rate is less than the spot rate, forward rate is less than the spot rate, then currency is called as a discount. And if the forward rate is spot rate is equal to spot rate, then currency is at par. Guidelines for application in forward margin. If you remember, understand the transaction type. One, selling rates. Second, buying rates. From two customers and by customers. Selling rate to customer and buying rate from customer. If it is at premium, it will be deducted higher premium from the spot. And if it is at discount, add lower discount to the spot. Okay. And then quote the maximum premium and then quote minimum premium. Okay. If it is in premium and discount for selling rates to the customer. If you are buying rates from the customer, then deduct the lower premium from the spot and quote minimum premium and add, that is in case of premium, and add higher discount to the spot and quote the minimum discount.